Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's the WOSU Fall Membership Drive. More about that in just a moment. The Federal Reserve has again raised the short-term federal funds rate in an attempt to curb inflation. The increase will increase unemployment and thereby slow the economy, but it could be painful for personal finances. Jonathan Pond is here to help. Known as America's financial planner, Jonathan has worked to bring low-cost money guidance to Americans of all ages and financial backgrounds. Welcome back, Jonathan.
Thank you so much, Anna. It's great to be back.
Good times ahead to talk about.
Yeah, let's hope. I think better times are ahead, I certainly say.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your gift right now at WOSU.org, or you can call 866-897-9678. For a contribution of $20 a month as a sustainer, we have a great thank you gift package that will help you get your finances in order. This package includes Jonathan Pond's book, Safe Money in Tough Times. Plus, you'll get the Safe Money Financial Planner and Investment Planner. We'll talk more about these planners in just a moment. But it's always a good time to get some financial guidance. You never know what's around the corner, so you are going to want to make sure that you are prepared for anything. Between the pandemic, fluctuating gas prices, and now inflation, we need to be prepared for the unexpected. What better time than right now to take a closer look at your financial future? Make a gift of $20 a month as a sustaining member, and you can get this great combo package and get practical, helpful financial advice from Jonathan Pond. Just call 866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. If you listen to All Sides every day, then you know this show is committed to producing in-depth, focused conversations on issues important to Columbus and Central Ohio. You hear from our weekly reporter roundtable every Monday morning, and in recent months, you've heard experts discuss the challenges of affordable housing, and we've had conversations about inflation, interest rates, gas prices, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the local economy as well. We bring experts on the air so you can be informed and make smart decisions for yourself and your family. If having a locally focused talk show is important to you, then now is the time to make a gift and support the station. You can get a great Jonathan Pond thank you gift in return. So do your part right now. And again, for $20 a month as a sustainer, get the Safe Money and Tough Times combo. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And thanks so much for your support. Jonathan, we're kind of joking, good times. That is one thing you said you could guarantee, or you're certain that better times are ahead.
It always has been, and there actually are encouraging signs if you dig deep enough in the data. And one of it is that there are so many surveys that show people so negative about the next 6 months of the next year. The problem is these have been studied for years, and they are known as contrary indicators. In other words, the worse they feel, the better the market prospects are. Also, again, digging into the data, we start to see that inflation is getting under better control. It's going to be with us for a while at least, but I think we can look forward to a decline rather than an incessant rise in the cost of living, which affects everybody.
What will happen? All right. So a lot of people thought that a lot of the inflation was associated with, well, there was the pandemic, supply chain issues and all kinds of things that made prices go up. But a lot of people thought, well, the gas was a big driver of that. And gas seems to be back down to where it was now.
Gas has come down. It just recently went up a penny, but it had gone down, albeit modestly, 60 days in a row. So the problem, Anne, is that the media discussions with our friends and colleagues typically yields a very negative outlook. And that's all you hear about now. These same people, so-called experts, who were really optimistic 6 months ago. I mean, there's no stopping this bull market and all that. But you hear this, I hear it from my kids. I mean, my youngest daughter said, and she's very young, so I have her all in stocks, and I'm not recommending that to anyone. She's all in stocks, and she actually follows this, which is good. But she said, Dad, you know, one thing about my investments is that I can see how fast I can lose a lot of money. And to which I responded, Emily, that's an important lesson, because over a long life, you're going to have to deal with the vicissitudes of the investment markets. And that happens. We've had this bull market. We have been imbued with that. And now things turn around. The problem is so many things have turned around. We've got inflation. We've got the Fed having to hike interest rates. We've got the conflict in Ukraine. All of this has deleterious effects on stock prices. And this triple whammy has caused a lot of angst and may contribute to more angst in the future. And there's not a lot that can be done about it. And this is something we'll talk about. I mean, over the first six months, you know, let's say first 9 months of the year at this point, both stocks and bonds are down. And so what do? Well, you don't want to lose money. So you put all of your money into a savings account or something. And that's not doing anything. It's losing ground to inflation. So it's a lose-lose-lose situation. If you're really frightened, though, put your money in savings. The interest of, it's surprising how much higher CD rates are now than they were at the beginning of the year. So there are things that can be done, but they tend to be draconian to people who have become accustomed to a diversified investment portfolio. I'm sure we'll dig into this a little later. And my thank you gifts, including the investment planner, will show you how to invest your money specifically for you based upon your own situation, and in a way so that, yes, in a bad market, you'll lose some money, but you won't get corked, or whatever you want to call it. That's a wine expression, and probably you're consuming more of that now. Maybe wine stocks. I hadn't thought about that.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing anyway. So hard. Yeah, go on.
It's a difficult situation, and here's the interesting thing. We look at this, and Wall Street commentators look at this, and they're boo birds. They just look at all the negatives. Well, here was something that was designed to scare everybody, that stocks at this point, the headline read, the people on the radio were saying the stocks are at their lowest level in 2 months. And yet we've been told by the media anyway, I'm not blaming you, Ann. we've been told by the media that the world is falling apart. Well, it could be. And let me if you're not going to cut me off right away, Ann, let me make another point. If you start worrying about how your investments performed last week or are going to perform today or a month from now or even a year from now, it's just causing undue angst. Your main concern is where your investments today will be 10 years from now. And if you look at the statistics, your investments today you can hold them for 10 years. Most of us can, unless we got a really terrible report from our doctor, I guess. But we have that, at least that much of an investment horizon. You would be buying stocks today at bargain prices. I'm not going to say they're bargains, but at certainly more attractive prices than they were 6 months ago.
And all of this complexity, all of this, you know, the Debbie Downers out there, that's why we need good financial advice, because we can't all be experts like Jonathan Pond. This is 89.7 NPR News Membership Drive. Financial advice expert Jonathan Pond is offering two thank you gifts to you and a great combo package. These gifts are exclusive for public broadcasting and are only available to you right now, and they go right to the topics that Jonathan's talking about. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all the gifts, or you can call and ask about the gifts. Call 866-897-9678 or go to our website at WOSU.org. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick up the Safe Money in Tough Times Financial Planner. This is your personal finance report done by Jonathan Pond. You'll fill out a short questionnaire and then Jonathan sends you a personalized financial planner. That's for $10 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Also at the $10 a month as a sustainer, you can get the Safe Money in Tough Times Investment Planner and have Jonathan give you your personalized investment advice. This is advice tailored to your current financial situation. Make that $10 a month at WOSU.org right now or call 866-897-9678. And remember, no matter what amount you give, you're supporting the news and information on 89.7 NPR News. This station brings you coverage you can trust when it comes to the latest information from the Ohio State House, social justice and race issues, what's going on with the economy in Central Ohio. With so much going on, having a trusted news source, it's just never been so important. We are listener-supported public radio. You are the power behind public radio. And we are proud to say that listener support is the foundation of our budget. That means we do not have to answer to advertisers. We answer to you, our listeners. If you have never given before, I'm asking you to take the plunge with us now and become a new member. And a lot of new members start at $10 a month as a sustainer. If that works for your budget, then you can also get Jonathan's financial planner or investment planner as a thank you gift. And you will be supporting a station you trust. Become a part of the WOSU family. Come on, give now. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. Again, my guest is Jonathan Pond, America's financial planner. If you have any questions or comments for Jonathan, I'll give you a phone number for that. But don't forget the number 866-897-9678. Make that call right away and show your support for 89.7 NPR News. The number to call for help, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And Alan in Clintonville, you're on the air. Hi, Alan.
Okay, I'm looking at the Save Money in Tough Times CD of Jonathan Pond right now, and I've been telling myself since the first of the week I should be listening to this when I'm driving. But anyway, side note, I am a risk taker. Stocks and stuff was down. What stocks or ETFs would you say I should be buying right now?
What's an ETF?
Appreciation. Exchange-traded fund.
Okay, gotcha.
It's an exchange-traded fund. It's like a mutual fund, but you buy it on the stock market. They generally have very low costs, and you may be able to even buy them at no commission. Well, for a risk taker, you would tend to look at investments that have declined the most. Technology stocks have really suffered. So either a technology, an individual high-tech stock, or something like a QQQ, which is an ETF of high-tech companies. I mean, there are all sorts of them, and it pays, as you know, it pays to research these things a little bit. The foreign markets are suffering terribly. Emerging markets, it's just awful. You know, the old saying that economically, when the U.S. sneezes, the rest of the world catches pneumonia. So this is spreading far and wide. So emerging markets might be something to look at. But I wouldn't cast caution to the wind. Dividend-paying ETFs or dividend-paying stocks are a nice place to be right now. They tend not to drop as much in value in declining markets, because these are old-fashioned companies. These are the kinds our parents invested in because they had no other choices. And they're the old industrial stocks particularly. So there are a variety of opportunities for risk seekers, and even those who may be want to be more diversified and more cautious. I mentioned some things, tech and emerging markets. You want to have some of your money in there. Just because it's down doesn't mean it's permanently impaired. And those that are down usually come back first and come back the most. So it's a tough situation. It takes a lot of intestinal fortitude to be able to do this. But that's the way the money is made. One of the Rothschild patriarchs from the UK, Baron Rothschild, excuse me, made a wonderful comment. He said, the time to buy is when blood is running in the streets. So it sure is now. And yet there is no indication that this is a permanent thing. So you're right to want to increase your stock exposure at this point. That's not a bad thing to do if you can stomach the risk. That's the main thing. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, Alan, good luck with that. It's interesting to hear. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. Joining us this morning, financial advisor Jonathan Pond with our thank you gifts for this hour. The best deal we're offering right now is the Jonathan Pond Combo. For a gift of support of $20 a month as a sustainer, you'll receive Jonathan's latest book, Safe Money in Tough Times, and the Safe Money in Tough Times Financial Planner, and the Safe Money in Tough Times Investment Planner. Plus, we'll add in the Safe Money in Tough Times DVD. It is a great deal for $20 a month. Get everything we're talking about today and a lot of one-of-a-kind advice from Jonathan Pond. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. These thank you gifts are only available to people who support public broadcasting. This is the only way to take advantage of what you're hearing about today. Don't wait. Call now while Jonathan Pond is on the air. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We've been talking to Jonathan Pond here on All Sides for 13 years, Jonathan.
Wow. I hope you haven't bought a car.
We've been in that time. We've been through a few ups and downs together, haven't we?
We sure have. We sure
I think
have.
It was the Great Recession was when we first met.
Yes.
And that was, you know, that was super real. We thought he had some great advice 13 years ago as we recovered or were getting ready to recover from the Great Recession. But 2020 and 2021 were unprecedented. And 2022 hasn't been a financial picnic either. If recent inflation numbers, plus the ever-changing interest rates, have you questioning your finances, then this is a great time to make an investment in your financial future. Get financial planning advice for right now with the financial planner, and then get investing advice for your future with the investment planner. Plus, you'll be supporting public radio in the process. That gift of $20 a month is a great investment in your future listening. If you listen to Morning Edition every morning and then catch All Sides during the midday and then listen to All Things Considered on the way home, then you are a dedicated public radio fan. And your gift right now keeps these great programs on the air in the months to come. Gifts from listeners are the most important part of operations at 89.7 NPR News. Call 866-897-9678 or make a gift at WOSU.org. Again, make that gift of $20 a month for the Jonathan Pond Combo Package. 866-897-9678. And Tim in Columbus, you're on the air with Jonathan Pond. Hi, Tim.
Hi. First of all, I wanted to say thank you to Jonathan Pond for his time. The last time he was on, I took advantage of the combo and shared one of the packages with my daughter. I highly recommend it.
Perfect.
Wonderful.
I have a question about managing loans at this time of raising interest rates. We have a home flex line, an equity line, that currently is prime plus 1.25, which was great when rates were so low. But I'm just wondering if there's another loan to convert this over to, or some way to manage it, because every month, you know, the rates are going up.
How old are you, Tim?
Too old. I'll be 59 at the end of the year.
Okay.
We own our home, and now it's just this flex line that we have.
And you're making payments on it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm making additional payments.
Good. Good for you. One other word of advice. It's wonderful, and so many people share their thank you gifts with younger generation family members, and I'm delighted you did that for your daughter. However, Tim, as the father of three daughters, and it doesn't matter whether they're daughters or sons, don't count on them to support you in your dotage, because that isn't going to work anymore. Just having them out of the house is a huge success. I would stick with the loan that you have now, at least for the present. If rates drop, which they will, I don't know when. Nobody knows when. Then you may want to refinance, or maybe the flex loan is looking better. But fortunately, you're not loaded up with this, and it looks like you're making extra payments. You know, making extra payments. It's hard to get 6% on anything. You're not getting 6% on anything this year so far. What you are getting 6% on, though, is an extra payment on a mortgage, on a 6% mortgage. You get 19% risk-free by making an extra payment on those nagging credit card balances if the credit card has a 19% rate. So paying down debt is not such a bad thing to do in this environment. The lenders hate it, which means you should enjoy it. So I would probably stick with the debt and pay it down and try. The holy grail of this, Tim, is to have your debt paid off or almost paid off by the time you retire. And good luck to you. Thank you.
And Tim, thank you for supporting 89.7 NPR News, too. That's an advice that we always give to people at Membership Drive Time, is these combo packages from Jonathan Pond are perfect to share with others. Maybe you don't need the book, or you can share the book with somebody. Maybe, you know, you're talking about, save money in tough times. Financial Planner is maybe right for somebody starting out. You can maybe are more interested in the Save Money in Tough Times Investment Planner. But the whole package, it doesn't have to go with just one person, right, Jonathan?
No, Ann, as a matter of fact, about a third of those items that are obtained by members, and remember, these are only available to public media members. I don't make them available to the general public. That's my commitment to, in this area, WOSU, and your commitment would be to obtain these, is to show a commitment to the station as well. I should perhaps spend a moment explaining how these planners work,
okay,
if I may, Anne.
Yes, please do.
That's the beauty of public radio. Do you know? I mean, I do work with commercial radio. Do you know the limits on advertising on commercial radio are 25 minutes an hour? And I asked the station manager one. I just asked a station manager, and it was the correct answer. But I said, what if the FCC went to, rather than 25 minutes, 35 minutes? He said, we'd fill those spots right away. So you're blessed, but you also need the support of your members to be able to continue your great programming.
Right.
Now, the two planners are, according to what I've been told, the number one and second most popular thank you gifts in public media. And what they are services where you get a one-of-a-kind report, either one, the financial planner and the investment planner. There's no overlap between them. So most members obtain both of them. But you get your, once you have made your show of support, you get a questionnaire, And the questionnaire is confidential. As a matter of fact, when you fill it out, each of them takes only about a half hour to fill out. When you fill them out, we don't even need your name or address. All we need is you get a unique password number. And all we need is your return email address and that password. I don't need your name. And you will receive a one-of-a-kind report. They're truly one-of-a-kind. The financial planner covers all areas of your financial life that are important to you. Managing your debt before it manages you, planning for retirement, or if you're already retired, many, many people who've taken advantage of this are retired already. I don't think your financial life ends at that point.
Right.
So retirement planning, wills and estate planning, and credit management, and a little bit on investing, but it basically covers all those other areas. Funding college education, if you've got kids to educate. If you don't, I don't waste your time in the report. So that's the financial planner. The investment planner takes an in-depth look at your investment situation, how comfortable or uncomfortable you are with risk, and make specific investment recommendations just for you. It's an extremely complex system that picks the right funds or exchange-traded funds or mutual funds, either one, for you in your unique situation. For example, if your income is high enough and and you're an Ohio resident, I recommend Ohio municipal bond funds for you, and show you how to diversify these investments. And I also provide a hierarchy that shows you with new money, where's the best place to invest it? Is it a 401k? Is it a Roth IRA? Is it a traditional IRA? So you'll get some guidance on where to invest new money as you add to your holdings. So I hope you'll take advantage of these. No two reports are alike. That's, I think, why they're so popular. And they also give you sensible advice that you can understand.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. That is Jonathan Pond, America's financial planner. He's with us for the hour. During our fall membership drive, I want to say thanks to Barb Seckler for her support of 89.7 NPR News. Remember, this is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. And joining us this morning, as I said, Jonathan Pond with our thank you gifts for this hour. The best deal we're offering right now is the Jonathan Pond Combo. For a gift of support of $20 a month as a sustainer, you'll receive Jonathan's latest book, Safe Money in Tough Times, and the Safe Money in Tough Times Financial Planner, and the Safe Money in Tough Times Investment Planner. Plus, we'll add in the Safe Money in Tough Times DVD. It's a great deal for $20 a month. You get everything we're talking about today and a lot of one-of-a-kind advice from Jonathan Pond. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. These thank you gifts are only available to people who support public broadcasting. This is the only way to take advantage of what you're hearing about right now. So don't wait. Call while Jonathan Pond is on the air. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. Make that call right now. Harold in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Harold.
Hi, Ann. Hello, Jonathan. I'm curious about crypto. I have a question about the Ripple lawsuit and whether or not the FTC or CFTC are going to regulate crypto. And if so, do you think they will do it anytime soon? And would it be a safe investment long term?
Okay. Well, none other than Jamie Dimon said they're just a Ponzi scheme. And I have to be somewhat reserved on this because one of my daughters is basically a Wall Street lawyer who wrote an article when she was in law school that basically excoriated the IRS and the SEC for lack of attention to this issue. It hasn't been receiving much play. But she has influenced me, and I won't touch it. And yet everybody is entitled to take a flyer on something. But the issue is, you know, with just a small amount of money, you should. But there is a report out this morning that said that half of the sales, purchases of crypto are wash sales. In other words, they're purchasing them to drive the price up and then they're selling them. It's just not a market that is terribly organized at this point. And I listened to somebody like Jamie Dimon saying that there is no there. And I'm not sure about it. Some people are going gaga over crypto. A lot of people have gone broke, and these are people of average means with crypto. So yeah, it's some, you know, play it, you know, $5,000, something like that, if you want to. But it's not the road to riches. It hasn't been so far. There are over 1,000 cryptocurrencies out there now. It's not a currency.
Harold, thanks a lot for that call. Anybody else who has a question for Jonathan Pond, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Thanks to Molly Polzinski in West Jefferson for your support of 89.7 NPR News during our fall membership drive. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. The time to make a gift is right now while Jonathan Pond is on the air with us. Support the conversations we bring you every day. We work hard to bring you interesting people, and our conversations are in-depth. Many times we talk to a guest for an entire hour. Now, you're used to that listening to All Sides. That's like no big whoop, but it is very unusual in the radio business to have somebody on for an entire hour to be able to drill down the way we do and get to things and ideas and thoughts that maybe I hadn't even considered when I started the interview. To me, that's so enriching. You only find that on public radio. Support 89.7 NPR News at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. If that is enriching to you, show your support right now. When you make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer, you can pick one of two planners. You can pick either the financial planner or the investment planner. This is one-of-a-kind advice. You fill out a confidential questionnaire, and then Jonathan sends you recommendations that are specific to you and your current situation. If you've done financial planning in the past, this is a great way to do a quick check-in. If you've never had anyone look at your financial situation, this is a great place to start. Give $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick either the financial planner or the investment planner. Call 866-897-9678 or make a gift at WOSU.org. Your contribution to 89.7 NPR News today, it's essential to the future of the station. Think about how much you've been relying on this station over the past several months, the past years. You listened for important information about the upcoming midterm elections. You listened to hear from experts who discuss the opioid epidemic and Ohio's shifting political landscape. You turn to public radio for news and information that you can trust. You come here for facts, and that's what we bring you, facts. But we can't do it without you. Do your part. Become a member. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And we have great thank you gifts from Jonathan Pond today. There are gifts at $10 and $20 a month. You can get either the financial planner or the investment planner for a monthly gift of $10, or get the combo package with the book and both planners for $20 a month as a sustainer. Decide what fits into your budget, though, regardless, and make that gift today. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. Let's talk about the interest rates. For first-time home buyers, it's really given them the jitters, but I would imagine people who are looking to downsize and take on maybe a small mortgage for the first few years of retirement or something like that, it's kind of depressing for a lot of people who are looking at getting into the market, girding their loins for the higher prices in the housing market, but now there's this double whammy with the interest rates going up.
Yeah, the interest rates on a typical mortgage, I think they said around $300,000. Don't hold me to it. Interest rates on a typical mortgage are up $320 over the past 6 weeks. and they're up about $750 thus far this year. Now that's probably maybe getting back to normal because we've been lured into the notion that interest rates are going to stay very low. This is a real problem. There was an article out today, you and I were the last that people that came to mind that would be hurt by it, but some of us may get some satisfaction out of it, is that the luxury homes, the ones that are selling for tens of millions of dollars, are way down, and they can't sell them anyway. So, that's brings a tear
your heart,
in my
yeah.
eye. But it's not a laughing matter for people who want to get into a house. People who might want to sell a house, home sales are way down because people can't afford to buy them. And over time, things will work out. And a part of it depends on whether you can wait or, buying and selling a home, the best asset you can have is the luxury of time to be able to take your time, but many people can't. So you have to hold your nose. 6%, even higher than 6%, is more or less typical. Consider a variable rate mortgage, perhaps, but you're gonna have to pay through the nose. But paying through the nose is what it used to be not too long ago. Mm-hmm. So maybe these are normal rates. You don't want to be a permanent renter if you deign to want to buy a house, which I strongly encourage. So it's not easy for those, but it's not impossible because the prices of these things are down. And you can, rather than having people lined up to offer more than the asking price for the house, you may be able to find somebody who is as anxious to sell the house as you are to buy a house and strike a good deal. It takes time, but this isn't the end of the world. You pay 6%, rates get back maybe to a more normal level. I mean, the Federal Reserve Board is strident about getting interest rates down to 2%, getting inflation down to 2%. If that happens, then the rates paid for mortgages are going to decline substantially, and then you can refinance. So it's a tough time, but buying real estate, you can't find an ideal time. You just can't find ideal times. When rates were low, people were up bidding up, for houses, paying a lot more than they're worth. And so you have to tough it up, I guess, if you want to get into a house. And if you're going to wait for the perfect confluence of events when house prices are really depressed, and as are interest rates, I have two words to describe these people: permanent renters. So it's a tough call. It's a really tough call. And by the way, if you have a rich uncle or grandparent or something like that, be sure to send them a nice box of cookies at the holidays, because they may be able to assist you a little bit.
That's Jonathan Pond, America's financial planner. He's worked to bring low-cost money guidance to Americans of all ages and financial backgrounds for years. He has been joining All Sides for 13 years to talk about this during our membership drives. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive, and your support pays for the programs you listen to every day. Programs like All Sides and all the other great NPR programs like Morning Edition and All Things Considered. You depend on these programs. You trust the news and information on NPR and 89.7 NPR News. Support your source for the news of the day and analysis of long-term trends. And in return for your gift, we're offering you a great thank you gift from Jonathan Pond. Call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. When you text GIVE to our phone number, you will instantly get back a link so you can easily make your gift to 89.7 NPR News. Let's get 10 more gifts in the last 15 minutes of the show. Let's do this. Let's make this hour a great success with Jonathan Pond. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick up the Safe Money and Tough Times Financial Planner, which is your personal finance report done by Jonathan Pond. You'll You'll fill out a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan sends you a personalized financial planner. That's for $10 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thanks to Jason Walker in Reynoldsburg, that means we have 9 more to go before the end of the show. Be one of the 9. The best deal of the day for $20 a month as a sustaining member, you get the combo package. Included in this package is both planners, the investment planner and the financial planner. Plus, you'll get Jonathan's latest book, Safe Money in Tough Times. And if you just can't get enough of Jonathan Pond, the combo includes the Safe Money in Tough Times DVD as well. That's $20 a month withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Become a member online at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thanks to William Elsnauer in Worthington, that means we have 8 more gifts to make this hour a great success. Bill Elsnauer, thanks so much for your support of 89.7 NPR News. One important thing to remember is that you are supporting the future of public radio with that gift as well. When things with the global economy seem to be changing on a daily basis, this is the time to support the things you believe in and value. I'm guessing public radio is on the list of things important to you. That's why you are listening right now. If you depend on this station for national news and local news, then now is the time to make a gift. Call 866-897-9678 or give at WOSU.org. And thank you for your support. 866-897-9678. Jonathan, what about people that are on the cusp of retirement? There's kind of 2 things I'm thinking about here. Just, I'm thinking about inflation and how they, you know, you're supposed to kind of try to figure out what your budget's going to be, how much you need to live in retirement, to understand and to know how much to pull out of your retirement accounts and that kind of a thing. How do you factor in inflation at a time like this?
Well, it's a double-edged sword, as many things are in life. Let me start out with the good news for retirees, and that is that interest rates are up to the point where before you couldn't buy a bond that would yield much, if anything at all. Now you can buy bonds that are, you know, you don't want to go long-term, but anything below 10 years, you can buy a bond or a bond fund and get a 4-5% yield. That's the interest that it pays. That isn't bad compared with nothing. And retirees were just so disadvantaged with low interest rates that it's nice to see that finally they're getting a fair shake. And in other words, with that, you can take money out of stocks in your retirement nest egg, take some money out of stocks, put it into bonds, lower risk, and hopefully increase return. It's nice to have year in and year out a sure 5% on a portion of your money, 4%, 5%. That's one edge of the sword. The other edge, as you so aptly put, Anne, is that the cost of living is up. And for those who are, those many, majority who are pretty much spending everything that they can prudently spend. And by the way, your investment planner will give you an idea of how much you can prudently spend. Then it's, you know, perhaps you're between a rock and a hard place, but you have to find a way to reduce your expenses. And that's awfully hard for day-to-day items. One trend which we had before this debacle, in the economic debacle we're in, was retirees downsizing, retirees selling in their fancy schmancy neighborhood and moving maybe further out of town into another very nice, maybe fancy schmancy neighborhood at much lower cost. So you could consider those. Some are moving to different areas of the country. There's no surprise why Florida is picking up so many people. It's not just conservatives trying to move down there where they feel the atmosphere is more salubrious. It's people. I spoke with someone on a talk show recently who sold her house for she was sort of on the edge. She sold her house for $350,000 and bought an absolutely beautiful condo, waterfront and all that in her favorite part of Florida. And I'm not with the Chamber of Commerce of Florida for $200,000. So she put $150,000 in essence in her pocket to do that. You know, that could be a draconian move for some, but you need to take a hard look at your budget. And also remember, inflation isn't going to be here forever. It could be that higher costs are now baked in, because you generally don't see costs declining after inflation. That's the insidious notion of inflation. But at least they won't. The rate of rise is already declining, and hopefully the rate of rise will subside at a very low level. So it's not like you're going to look for 8% increases every year in the cost of living. Here, it's not going to happen. In some other countries, including some established countries in Europe, it may happen. So some things to be thankful for.
This is 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive, and the best deal we're offering this hour is at $20 a month as a sustainer, because you get everything. You get to support public radio. It's a very good feeling. And you get Jonathan Pond's latest book, Safe Money in Tough Times, and the Safe Money in Tough Times Financial Planner, and the Safe Money in Tough Times Investment Planner. Those items are offered only to public radio listeners like you. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thanks to Denise Burkoff in Columbus. That means just 7 more gifts before the end of the hour. And we have just about 7 minutes. We're going on 7 minutes before the end of the hour. When you listen to All Sides with Ann Fisher, you know we're going to bring you information you can trust. We have in-depth, thoughtful conversations on issues that matter. We'll keep you up to date on everything from police practices in Columbus to how to make college more affordable. Make a gift today in support of the news coverage you depend on. And we'll continue to depend on. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Let's get 7 more gifts before the end of the hour. We have about 7 minutes to go. For $20 a month as a sustaining member, your thank you gift is the combo package. Everything we've been talking about this hour for $20 a month. Maybe you can use the investment planner for yourself and then give the financial planner and the book to someone you know who might need a little financial advice. This is a great investment in public radio and a great investment in the future of shows like this one. Don't let this membership opportunity pass by. We know you're thinking about it. Now is the time to act. Thanks to Kirk Hummer and Lewis Center. That means 6 more gifts to go before the end of the hour. We're coming up on 6 minutes. If we can do 1 a minute for 6 minutes, we'll be in roses. We know you're thinking about it. Now is the time to act before this hour is over. We have 6 minutes to go. Make a gift of $20 a month as a sustainer. Go online to WOSU.org right now or call 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. Jonathan, without necessarily commenting on the virtues or the good or the bad or whatever, I'm wondering about the president's announcement that they will forgive up to $20,000 in federal student loan debt. What is your advice to somebody? A lot of people think that just means people are going to go out and spend the money on something else. It's foregone expense, really. It's not like you're going to go out and spend the money on something else. But what are your thoughts about how people can kind of shift their priorities if this does turn out to be a big deal to them?
Well, it's so many of them would benefit. Of course, all would benefit from this debt forgiveness, limited debt forgiveness. Mm-hmm. But I keep thinking when I hear about it, I keep saying, please let me interject you've at least got some discretionary income, put it away. You know, I'm sure I'm accused I'm looking for a synonym, you know, Jonathan pees on my parade. I take a otherwise joyous moment and throw cold water on it, but start to put it away, get into the habit, because many of these people are simply, we talked about at the edge, they're at the edge, and now they at least have something that lowers their monthly cost of living. Take some of it, not all of it necessarily, take some of it and start to put it away, because that's a great feeling. And you could move from a situation where you're saddled with debt, you're losing sleep over your debt, to being able to put some money away. And that's my take on it. And I'm sure my children would say, gee, there he is again, just going, you know, telling people to, you know, don't enjoy money, don't enjoy your money, just save it for something in the future. So that's the a cross I must bear. But
it gives you a little peace of mind. There's something to say for that these days.
You know, we've talked about that in the past, Anne, and it's true. I mean, you know, the ability to have money put away and worrying about the vicissitudes of life. I mean, one way they're going to get this inflation down is higher unemployment. And so we have to have that in our mind now, that's likely to be an outcome, a temporary outcome of this. So it's a worry. And it's less of a worry if there's a little bit of savings, an emergency fund, a rainy day fund, call it what you will, to put away.
This is 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive. We have just 2.5 minutes left in this hour. We have, I want to say thanks to Judy Sibenik of South Charleston. It means we have 5 more gifts to go in just about 2.5 minutes. Thanks to Richard Dorman in Westerville. Now we have 4 to go in just a little over 2 minutes. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Show us your support right now during our fall membership drive. The best deal we're offering this hour is at $20 a month as a sustainer, because you get everything. You get to support public radio. You get Jonathan Pond's latest book, Safe Money in Tough Times, and the Safe Money in Tough Times Financial Planner, and the Safe Money in Tough Times Investment Planner. They're offered only to public radio listeners like you. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. This is listener-supported WOSU FM and HD1 Columbus, and online at WOSU.org. It's a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News, global, local. Jonathan Pond, thanks as always for your time. You're a wonder, and I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. And thanks to Alan, Tim, and Harold, who asked such perspicacious questions. And I always expect that from the WOSU audience. And you are wonderfully generous. This is a station that is envied across NPR land. And it's because of you.
It's Jonathan Pond, America's financial planner. He has worked for years to bring low-cost money guidance to Americans of all ages and financial backgrounds. This is our membership drive, and time is running out to support all sides for this hour. You listen to local news on 89.7 NPR News every day. You depend on this station to be your trusted news source locally and nationally. Today, we're asking you to support your source for news with a gift. 866-897-9678 is the number to call. As a regular listener to All Sides, you know that we bring you a diverse range of topics that reflect the latest news and trends in Central Ohio and beyond. Tell us that that's something you care about. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We need you. You need us. It's a very symbiotic relationship, but a good one. Give us a call, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Show your support for 89.7 NPR News. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Thank you.